Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Streams and rivers, bless Adonai. Seas and oceans, bless our God. Dawn's radiance washes over earth, refreshed and rested from the night. The grateful world, awake aware, is bathed in Christ's baptismal light. Emblazoned thus, our earth proclaims its first foundation and its end. Another day stirs life afresh, its gifts from God to God all tend. O Christ, indwelling source of life, reflecting fair your Abba's face, your radiance brightens all the earth as we awake in your embrace. Within your love we sing our praise, transcendent God who nurture all. Day's dawning splendor sends us forth to answer with our lives your call. Amen. To you I lift up my heart, Adonai, and you will hear my morning prayer. To my words give ear, Adonai, give heed to my groaning, attend to the sounds of my cries, my love and my God. It is you whom I invoke, Adonai, in the morning you hear me, in the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting. You are no God who loves evil. Sinners refuse your welcome. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face. But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe. Lead me, Adonai, in your justice, because of those who lie in wait. Make clear your way before me. No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech. All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them, in you they rejoice, those who love your name. It is you who bless the just. You surround them with love as with a shield. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. To you I lift up my heart, Adonai, and you will hear my morning prayer.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I say this not by way of command, but to test the genuineness of your love by your concern for others. For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sake he became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. And I am giving counsel in this matter. For it is appropriate for you who began not only to act but to act willingly last year, complete it now, so that your eager willingness may be matched by your completion of it out of what you have. For if the eagerness is there, it is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. Not that others should have relief while you are burdened, but that as a matter of equality, your surplus at the present time should supply their needs, so that their surplus may also supply your needs, that there may be equality. As it is written, whoever had much did not have more, and whoever had little did not have less. Thanks be to God.
Rich though he was, for us he became poor, so that in him we might share the riches of God's love. Rich though he was, for us he became poor, so that in him we might share the riches of God's love. While we were still in sin, he went down to death for us, so that in him we might share the riches of God's love. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Rich though he was, for us he became poor, so that in him we might share the riches of God's love. What can we say about the reign of God? It is like a mustard seed, which grows up to shelter the birds of the air. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. What can we say about the reign of God? It is like a mustard seed, which grows up to shelter the birds of the air. Alleluia.
For all those engaged in the struggle to dismantle racism, sexism, classism, and every form of injustice and discrimination. For all those engaged in building the beloved community and one world house, where all are provided what they need to flourish. For all those working to renew and reform church and society, matching each person's gifts and talents with the needs and opportunities of the world. For all those who suffer from sickness, injury, or disability, and for those called and gifted to serve and care for them. For those who have died and all who grieve their passing.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We bless and thank you, O holy source of light and life, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night and brought us from the shadows of darkness into this morning's glorious light. May these warm days of summer fill our hearts and our lives with the beauty of creation, the flourishing of crops, and the joy of working with you to build up your reign on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the power and the glory of love forever and ever. Amen. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in trusting God's love, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.